gentlemen, let's give it up for the hottest pregame show in minor league baseball. It's the Air Show, starring Michael, Mark Antonini, Stash, and Ray. Let's send it over to the press box for today's show.
Cantonini up here in the press box getting you set for game three of a six-game series between your Aberdeen Ironbirds and the visiting Wilmington Blue Rocks. Well, the Ironbirds grabbed the series opener 4-0 on Tuesday night, dropped last night's game 6-2, but we're going to shake that one off and get you set for what will hopefully be another Ironbirds dub tonight. I'll hear from my guys Stash in just a little bit. Ray left me hanging today, so it's just me solo up here in the bird's nest, but we've got a fun air show planned for you today, and we're going to start by talking about the positives from last night's game. Although it was a loss for the Ironbirds, plenty of positives to take away from the W last night. It starts with the pitching. The Ironbirds' pitching has been fantastic so far this season, among the South Atlantic League leaders in a lot of categories. We'll touch more on that later. But first, let's talk about the guy who started last night for the Birds. Right-hander Zach Fruit got the ball. Not only was he making his high A debut last night, he was making his professional debut. So in his pro debut last night, Fruit logged 4 innings. He gave up just 1 run, struck out 4, and did not walk a batter. Those 0 walks, always a good number there. So Fruit looked really good in his high A debut and pro debut last night, topping out at 99 miles an hour with the fastball. So shout out to Zach there. Hudson Haskin, who's with the Ironbirds on a minor league rehab assignment, got into the action. He drove in both of the Ironbirds runs last night, an opposite field double that hopped over the wall for a ground rule double in the middle innings. So Haskin, a two bagger, and he drove in a couple runs. And then how about Tavian Josenberger? In his first week in high A, he already has 2 multi-hit games to lead the team in that category. Picked up 3 singles last night for the first 3-hit game for an Ironbird this year. Also added a run and stole another base. So he continues to get it done. You'll see him playing right field tonight. He was at second base last night. Well, those are the big bright spots in last night's game. Before I talk a little bit more about what's going on with the Ironbirds, I'm going to throw it down to our guy, the Iron Stash, down on the concourse. So, Stash, let us know what's going on before tonight's game, my man.
Who, me? Oh, hello, Ironbird fans. How we doing out there? I know that Ferris is ready for tonight's game. We saw a good one last night. We saw a good one the night before. And we're about to see another good one. So, one time here, let's go, Ironbirds! Back to you, Mike.
All right, I appreciate it, my guys. Stash, hey, make sure you and the rest of the flight crew stay dry down there. Got to make sure you take cover when needed. Well, Ironbirds fans, it should be another fun one tonight at the Ball Yard. Game 3 of a 6-game series, and it looks like, you know, every night the Ironbirds are throwing out some arms that just continue to get the job done. It looks like we're going to have another solid start tonight from the pitching staff. Let me take you through some of these numbers for this Ironbirds pitching staff so far this year. Well, the Birds pitching staff has posted a 2.47 team ERA through the first 5 games of the season. Good number there. They've only allowed 1 home run in 43 and two-thirds innings of work, so keeping the ball in the ballpark, limiting the extra base hits, and to have only 1 home run allowed to this point in the season, very impressive. It's keeping them in games. Overall, 10.5 strikeouts per 9 inning for this pitching staff, and the starting pitchers on this staff have walked just 6 batters in 17 and a third innings of work so far this season. So up and down this pitching staff, starters, relievers, doesn't matter, they're getting the job done, and that's why this Ironbirds team is always in games. Well, that'll do it for another edition of the Air Show up here in the Bird's Nest. I'm going to send it to a quick break here, but you will hear me again in just a few minutes. First pitch coming up at 7:05, Game 3 of a 6-game series, Ironbirds and Blue Rocks. Let's have some fun, Ironbirds fans, and as always, let's fly.
Ironbirds fans, it's now time to welcome the coaches for the Ironbirds. The Ironbirds are managed by Felipe Rojas Jr., hitting coach Zach Cole, pitching coach Jordy Henry, fundamentals coach Charles Bolden, development coach Ryan Gall, strength and conditioning coach Chris Frosch, athletic trainer Tori Atencio, and clubhouse manager Herb Otto. It's now time to meet the starting lineup for tonight's game. First, for the visiting Wilmington Blue Rocks, as announced by manager Mario Lizone. Leading off, the right fielder, number 10, Dalen Lyle. Batting second, the shortstop, number 6, Kevin Madej. Batting third, the designated hitter, number 20, TJ White. Batting fourth, the third baseman, number 13, Murphy Staley. Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 17, Brandon Boisier. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 34, Maxwell Romero. Batting seventh, the left fielder, number 3, Jared McKenzie. Batting eighth, the second baseman, number 11, Viondel Pena. Batting ninth, the center fielder, number 4, Elijah Nunez. Pitching for the Wilmington Blue Rocks is number 22, Andre Lara. All right, Ironbirds fans, it's time to introduce your hometown lineup presented by Beacon Staffing. The Ironbirds are managed by Felipe Rojas Jr. Leading off, the center fielder, number 6, Enrique Bradfield Jr.
It's a little cool and rainy here in Aberdeen, Maryland, but that's not stopping us from playing baseball tonight. Hi, everyone. My name is Michael Marcantonini, live from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium as we get set for Game 3 of a six-game series between your Aberdeen Ironbirds and the visiting Wilmington Blue Rocks. Well, the Blue Rocks took Game 2 of this series last night, 6-2. They enter today's game 4-1 and in first place in the South Atlantic League North Division. On the flip side, the Ironbirds sit at 2-3 early on in the regular season, and they sit in fifth place. Just two games out of first, though, in that Sally League North Division. On air a couple minutes early today because I am going to play a pregame interview that I did a few weeks ago with Ironbirds manager Felipe Alou Jr. We did this interview down in Sarasota, Florida at Orioles minor league camp, so I had a chance to catch up with Felipe and talk to him about some expectations for this season, him moving up from managing the Delmarva Shorebirds the last 2 years. He's been in the Orioles organization for almost two decades, so it was really cool to talk to Felipe and do our first interview together. Plenty more of that to come so far or later on this season. But for now, I'll play my spring training interview with Felipe Alou Jr. and let you get a little bit of insight on him and the rest of this Ironbirds team. So stay with me. We'll get you the starting lineups and the pitching matchup for tonight's game after that. The managers are exchanging lineup cards now at home plate. So we'll get you this interview with Felipe and then go from there. So keep it locked with me on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. What's up, Ironbirds fans? Michael Marcantonini, the voice of the Aberdeen Ironbirds, here with the new manager of the Ironbirds this season, Felipe Alou Jr. Felipe, thank you for taking the time to do this.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Looking forward for this upcoming season.
You've been in the Orioles organization for quite some time now. Last two seasons managing the Delmarva Shorebirds, the low-A affiliate. First season with the Ironbirds, what are you most excited about?
The commitment, first of all, from our organization dating back to 2018 when Mike Elias came in and Kobe Perez came in, my blood came in. The commitment internationally with the players that we added, and also, you know, through the draft last couple of years, and being able to, you know, manage the Marva past two seasons, and then to get an opportunity to move up a level to manage guys that have been around with the last couple of years. Pretty exciting thing, you know, and also where we're at as an organization. So,
a lot of the guys that you had a chance to manage in Delmarva the last couple of seasons will be in Aberdeen this year. How important is it for those guys to have continuity and to be able to work with some of the same coaches again, specifically you?
I think we have a good group of coaches in our minor leagues. It is a blessing to be able to, you know, move up levels with these guys, but honestly, you know, to have a familiar face, guy that's been on them over the past couple of seasons, and also like to follow up on guys that I just got drafted and I had the opportunity to work with towards the end of the season last year, you know, definitely creates that consistency we're looking for as an organization.
So you had a chance to manage in affiliated professional baseball for the first time the last couple of years. What did you learn about yourself, both as a person and as a manager, with that opportunity?
Well, a lot of things. I know we sometimes take for granted where these kids are coming from. I did the Dominican Academy for many years, and I could see, you know, where these land kids and living home in an early age and all that kind of stuff, like guiding them through their first professional experience. But now, you know, to come to the U.S. and having to, like, go through their own stuff, like cook their own meal, sometimes find their way to the stadium, like, you know, it really opens your eyes. So a lot of things that I've learned throughout these past couple of seasons. Looking forward to adding some more to the repertoire, if you want to call it that. But it's been a fun ride so far.
You've talked about working with the Latino players and helping them feel comfortable and get assimilated to culture in the United States. As a bilingual person working in baseball, how much have you seen knowing English and Spanish help? How much has that helped these Latin guys?
I would say a ton. And I know with our educational program right now, the way things have been put in and thrown into these kids, especially, and going all the way back to the DR and our new facility, and how much they're into, like, learning and being able to understand the language and the culture, And for myself, like being able to be around and see it, it's come a long ways.
One more for you, Felipe. What should Ironbirds and Orioles fans be most excited about this season?
The talent. Talent that these orgs have been able to put in together, you know, with international signings and the draft, and how fast we've been pushing them, understanding that, you know, we want to challenge them so we can have these players in Baltimore pretty soon. So, and I know Aberdeen is going to be a fun team to watch, especially right off the get-go. So I'm pretty excited, and I'm pretty sure Aberdeen fans should be as well.
That's great to hear. New Ironbirds manager Felipe Alou Jr. Felipe, thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
Just a couple of minutes away from baseball here in Aberdeen, Maryland, as we get set for Game 3 of 6 between the I-95 rivals, the Wilmington Blue Rocks, and your Aberdeen Ironbirds. Michael Mark Cantonini back with you on the broadcast. Get you the starting pitching matchup and the starting lineups for today's game. Just heard from Ironbirds manager Felipe Alou Jr. Had a really fun conversation with him down in Sarasota a few weeks ago, so it's really fun for me to share that interview with you guys, and hopefully you got some insight on who he is and also what this team is going to do this season in Aberdeen. Felipe is excited, I'm excited, and everyone should be. Well, right-hander Cameron Weston gets the ball for the Birds tonight. He is out on the mound throwing his warm-up tosses. He'll go up against right-hander Andre Lara for the Blue Rocks. So two right-handers going at it. We'll get you the Ironbirds and the Blue Rocks lineups. We'll start with the home Ironbirds managed by Felipe Alou Jr. Enrique Bradfield Jr. is in the leadoff spot. He's in center field. Tavian Josenberger is in the two-hole. He's in right field. Hudson Haskin in the three-hole playing left field. Matthew Etzel gets his first professional start at first base, batting fourth. Creed Willems in the five-hole doing the catching. Carter Young in the sixth spot. He's the shortstop. Isaac De Leon is the seven-hole hitter at third base. Jalen Vasquez playing second base tonight in the eight-hole. And rounding out the lineup, batting ninth, it's the designated hitter, Adam Retzbach. So one more time, it's Bradfield Jr., Josenberger, Haskin, Etzel, Willems, Young, De Leon, Vasquez, Retzbach behind Cameron Weston. On the flip side for Mario Lissone's Wilmington Blue Rocks, it's Dalen Lyle in the leadoff spot playing right field. Kevin Made is the shortstop. He bats second. TJ White is the designated hitter batting third. Murphy Staley in the cleanup spot at third base. Brandon Bossier is at first base batting fifth. Maxwell Romero Jr. is the catcher. He bats sixth. Jared McKenzie in left field batting seventh. Yandel Pena is the eight-hole hitter. He's at second base, and Elijah Nunez is in center field batting ninth to round out the lineup. So one more time, it's Lyle, Made, White, Staley, Bossier, Romero Jr., and McKenzie, Pena, Nunez, the nine for Wilmington behind Andre Lara. But first, it's Cameron Weston, the right-hander for the Ironbirds, making his second start of the season. He got the opening day nod for the Birds this past Friday, April 5th at Jersey Shore. And Weston's first pitch of the night misses way inside, and the count is 1-0 on the left-handed hitting Dalen Lyle. So we are underway in Game 3 of this six-game series. It rained a little bit pregame, but clear skies right now. It is kind of ugly off in the distance, but no precipitation coming down right now as Weston misses again low, and the count goes to 2-0. Lyle, Made, and White, the top three. Lyle's had a nice series so far. He's been on base safely five times. 2-0. Chopped out to second. Vasquez waits back, backhands it, throws to first. And that is out number one. Let's set the defense for the Ironbirds. Creed Willems doing the catching for Weston. Isaac De Leon is the third baseman. Carter Young's playing shortstop. Jalen Vasquez at second base with Matthew Etzel at first base, his first career start there. In the outfield, Hudson Haskin in left. Enrique Bradfield Jr. manning center. And Tavian Josenberger playing right. First pitch to the two-hole hitter, Made, is a sweeper that catches the outside corner. And Weston quickly ahead, 0-1. No score, top of the first inning here in Aberdeen. Blue Rocks and Ironbirds just underway.
Weston out of the windup, 0-1, gets a half-hearted swing from Mate. He comes up empty. It's 0-2. Weston, 6 feet 2 inches tall. He's 23 years old in his third professional season. Not a lot of time on the mound in pro ball, though, because of injuries. 0-2, swing and a miss. Quick work of Mate, and Weston has his first strikeout of the night. So 2 up, 2 down for Cam. He's cooking early. Here's T.J. White, the DH. Umpires in tonight's game, it's Jamal Allen behind home plate and Connor Cronwell on the bases. So 2 up, 2 down as Weston continues to work quickly. His first pitch to the switch hitter batting left misses low and in, and it's 1-0 on T.J. White. Weston has a 5-pitch mix to work with, and that really helps him out. 1-0, slow tapper out to second. Here comes Vasquez, sidearm flip to first in time, and the inning is over. So two groundouts and a strikeout, and Cameron Weston, a single-digit pitch first inning. No score after a half inning of play, and Aberdeen will go to the home half and see if the Ironbirds can take an early lead on the Blue Rocks. So stick with me on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen. No score after the top of the first inning here in the Dean. Michael Marcantonini with you on the call. Enrique Bradfield Jr., Tavian Josenberger, and Hudson Haskin, the top three in the Birds' order against right-hander Andre Lara, who spent all of last season with Wilmington. He's back this year. First pitch of the night to Bradfield Jr. catches the outer part of the plate. Seems like it's a little bit of a wide strike zone tonight. Quickly 0-1. Bradfield had the night off last night. He's back in center tonight. Left-handed batter. Ready to go. He swings at the second pitch and drives one out to deep right center field. Long run for Lyle, but he makes the catch in the gap. And Bradfield is retired on two pitches. Long run for Lyle, but he got there in plenty of time. Let's set the defense for the Blue Rocks. Maxwell Romero Jr. is the catcher. Murphy Staley is at third base. Kevin Mate is the shortstop with Viandel Pena playing second base. And Brandon Bossier at first. In the outfield, it's Jared McKenzie in left, Elijah Nunez in center, and Dalen Lyle in right. So here's the switch hitter, Tavian Josenberger, batting from the left side. First pitch from Andre Lara, misses outside, counts 1-0. No score, bottom one. Easy top of the first inning for Cameron Weston, 1-2-3 on eight pitches. 1-0, Josenberger gets one up in the air, left center field. McKenzie over in the gap, and the left fielder puts it away for out number two. So a couple quick flyouts, and that brings up the three-hole hitter, Hudson Haskin. Haskin had a nice night at the dish last night, drove in both of the Ironbirds' runs, ripped an opposite field two-run double that hopped over the wall. Birds were down 3-0 at the time in the bottom of the sixth inning when Haskin got them within one. That's as close as the Birds got. Fell 6-2 last night, made four errors in the field, a tough night overall. First pitch, he swings and tried to go down for that one, came up empty. So the count 0-1 on Haskin. No score, bottom one. Haskin swings and drives one down the right field line, foul. And now it's 0-2. Hudson rocking the high socks tonight. Usually has the pants down. Birds rocking their home white tops and bottoms with the light blue sleeves on the jersey, light blue lettering on the back, Iron Birds written in cursive in orange on the chest. Blue Rocks wearing their road navy blue tops and gray bottoms. 0-2, Haskin takes low and away, and a nice stop in the dirt by Romero. Romero had the night off last night. He took a beating on Tuesday night behind the dish. Took three different foul tips. Had a lot of work to do in the dirt. 1-2, swing and a miss, and the inning's over. So Lara matches what Weston did in the top of the first and throws a 1-2-3 bottom of the first. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one reached base for the Birds. Scoreless after an inning in Aberdeen. We'll head to the top of the second. Stay locked in on the Iron Birds Broadcast Network. No score after an inning of play in Aberdeen. Top of the second inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Cameron Weston needed just eight pitches to get through the top of the first inning. Two groundouts and a strikeout. Made quick work of the top three hitters in the Blue Rocks lineup. Now the same could be said for Andre Lara of the Blue Rocks. He set the Birds down 1-2-3 in the home half of the first. So here we are, top of the second, no score. Cleanup hitter Murphy Staley takes a sweeper in for a strike. 0-1. Five-pitch mix for Weston. He has a two-seam fastball, a cutter, a changeup, a splitter, and a sweeper. He's working quickly tonight and mixing pitch as well. Next pitch, fouled away, top of the zone. The count's 0-2 as Weston continues to get ahead. Sits 92-93 with that fastball. He's topped at 95. A guy that just finds ways to get outs. Usually keeps a low pitch count. 0-2, swing and a miss. Too easy for Cameron Weston right now. Four up, four down with two strikeouts. That brings up Brandon Bossier, the first baseman. Another left-handed hitter in this Blue Rocks lineup. In fact, the bottom five hitters in the Rocks lineup, four lefties and a switch hitter. The lineup overall has just two right-handed batters in it. And we've talked about this throughout the series. This is just a very left-handed heavy Blue Rocks team. First pitch from Weston, it's a swing and a miss, and he is dialed in. So 0-1 on Bossier in a scoreless game with one out and no one on in the top of the second. Weston has the sign from his catcher Willems, and he gets another swing and a miss. He is mixing pitches so well, and sometimes it's tough to tell what he's throwing, at least from my perspective in the broadcast booth, because the two-seamer and the cutter, you know, have similar action. Of course, you know, one breaks a different way than the other, but it's really tough to tell up here, even on the replay monitor. Changeup's got good movement on it, so does the splitter. 0-2, that's high. Fastball there. And that's another tough distinction, the changeup and the splitter. They both dive down. One of them has a little bit different action than the other. Of course, you know, really the sweeper is the only one I can really tell. And just like that, Weston picks up another strikeout. Foul tipped into Willems' glove, and it's three strikeouts for Cameron Weston. Bossier retired. And it's five up, five down for the right-hander. Well, Weston looked good in his first outing at Jersey Shore. Three innings of one-run ball, scattered four hits. Only one strikeout, and he walked two, but not really a concern moving forward as he already has three tonight. First pitch to the six-hole hitter, Romero's outside. Count is 1-0. Birds and Rocks locked at a scoreless tie. in the top of the second. Next pitch from Cam misses outside. Weston threw 55 pitches, 35 for strikes in his season debut. Worked 1-2-3 inning of his three innings. He's ready to rock. 2-0, swing and a miss. Good velo there, fastball upstairs. Counts 2-1. Looking for back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. Nobody's reached base for either team yet in this one. Willems wants it low and away. 2-1, he gets it there, and it's a called strike. Good spot there from Weston. These two working really well together. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball outside corner, and Weston strikes out the side in order. Too easy for Cameron Weston. Four strikeouts, and it's six up, six down through two innings tonight. Well, Weston's dealing. We'll see if the bats can get going, and we'll see if the birds can strike first in this one. No score after an inning and a half here in Aberdeen. We'll go to the bottom of the second after this quick break, so stay locked in on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen. Bottom of the second inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. No score between the Birds and the Rocks in Game 3 of this six-game series. Cameron Weston has fired two perfect innings so far tonight, four strikeouts and a couple of groundouts. He looks really good in his second outing of the year. Birds looking to get him some run support. Here's Matthew Etzel, the cleanup hitter. Etz swings at the first pitch, came up empty. It's 0-1. Right-hander Andre Lara back to work. Lara pitched against the Birds five times last year, made 23 starts overall for Wilmington, gets another swing and a miss. Etz was ahead of a changeup. It's 0-2. Overall, Lara pitched pretty well against the Birds, gave up 9 earned runs in 22 innings of work over those 5 starts, but 6 of those runs came in one outing. Lara has the glove in front of his face, and the 0-2 out of the windup. Etz chops one to the first base side of the infield, barehanded by Romero, throw to first, not in time. Etz has wheels, and he beat it. Slow chopper up the first base line. Lara didn't really have a play. He wouldn't have had an angle to throw, so Romero barehanded it, threw off 1 foot. And Etz got there just in time, so he's the first base runner of the game for either team. And here's Creed Willems. So Willems steps in, looking to keep his three-game hitting streak alive. He's hit safely in all three games that he's played this year. Etz on first with a short lead. Willems swings at the first pitch, pops it up to the left side, out of play. Counts 0-1. No score, bottom two. Birds and Blue Rocks. Etzel on first base after an infield single. No outs here in the bottom of the second. Mate, the shortstop, shaded up the middle. The second baseman, Peña, at normal depth. They'll look to roll a pair. 0-1. Willems slashes it foul down the third base line onto the concourse. 0-2. Creed had the night off last night, so he's well-rested, back behind the plate tonight. Left-handed batter has 2 homers so far this season to lead the Ironbirds. See if Etzel wants to run. He has not been caught yet this year. 0-2, Willems skies one in the air, straight away center. Nunez a couple of steps in, and he waits for it to come down in his glove for out number one. So 3 flyouts for Lara so far tonight. And here's Carter Young, the switch hitting shortstop. Well, the theme of no runs early continues in this series. Neither team scored until the fourth inning in each of the first two games. The Blue Rocks scored in the fourth inning last night. The Birds scored in the fourth inning on the home opener on Tuesday. First pitch, Young shows bunt but pulls back, takes outside. It's 1-0. No score in this one. Birds will look to get on the board first. Etz has a modest lead at first. Bossier holding him on. Big hole on the right side with him holding on the runner. 1-0, fouled back. Well, I talked to Carter during BP yesterday, and he said his main goal this offseason was to just add muscle, add strength, bulk up. He said he was just eating a lot more, working out more. Kept his same workout routine that he normally does, but he was just lifting more often. Lifting more weight, of course, too. Etz takes off 1-1, fouled back, so we'll do it again. And I asked, I said, you know, hey Carter, was there anything specific that you added to your diet to try to bulk up and eat more, put on some muscle and some size? And he said, not really, kind of stuck to the same thing, but he said he just ate more as well. He said, quote, tried to eat everything in sight, end quote. So, I mean, hey, I get it. You're trying to bulk up, put on some size, put some baseballs out of the yard. Got to eat more. So we'll see if Etz goes again. Switch hitter Young batting from the left side, move over to first. So, I mean, hey, look, spending a whole offseason eating as much as you can, I mean, that doesn't sound too bad, you know? I'm talking a lot about, you know, just overall nutrition and diet plans with Carter. You know, I'm big on my meal prep and, you know, making sure I'm eating, you know, the same stuff, nutritious foods, nutrient-dense foods. Etz takes off again, and Young spoils one foul. Well, at this point, Etz is just getting some sprint work in. Well, Carter told me he loves chicken. I said, hey, well, you know, what's your main protein source? Are you a steak guy, a chicken guy? You know, what is it? He said chicken. He's a chicken guy. Loves Chipotle, Qdoba, all those types of places. Told him I'm a big chicken and rice guy myself. That's my go-to. Love having food convos with these guys. 1-2, chop foul up the first baseline, and I'm just so fascinated by what these guys do behind the scenes to put themselves in the best position to stay out on the field, to perform out on the field. It's not just the baseball work and the drills behind the scenes and you know, the extra sessions of BP, the fielding work, all that. You know, it's diet, nutrition, it's weightlifting, it's cardio. 1-2, swing and a miss. Well, good AB there from Young, but he goes down on strikes. Good fastball there from Lara. So that's out number two here in the second. We're still scoreless here in the home second, and that brings up Isaac De Leon, the seven-hole hitter. A runner at first is Etzel. Infield single to start the inning. He's still there. De Leon, a right-handed batter. He's hit safely in all three of his games so far this year. Takes high and away. Isaac comes in with a batting average at an even 300, 3 for 10. Spent all of last year with the Birds. He's back, getting some more work in. He's been able to move around the diamond throughout his tenure here. 1-0, fouled back. It's 1-1. Birds have the only base runner for either team in this game. See if they can move Etz into scoring position, maybe get him around. Lara looks over at first, and the tall right-hander comes set. Etzel takes off, pitches outside. Here's the throw from Romero. The ball was there, the tag, and Etz, they say, base umpire Connor Cronwell said he came off the bag, and Etzel is thrown out stealing, trying to get into scoring position here in the second. So a 2-6 put out there. Etz is thrown out for the first time this year, and the inning ends with the three minimum coming to bat. So after two full here in Aberdeen, no score. We'll head to the top of the third after a quick break on the Birds Broadcast Network. Top of the third inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Still no score between the Blue Rocks and the Ironbirds in game 3 of 6 this week. Birds got game 1 on Tuesday. Blue Rocks came back with a 6-2 win last night after the Birds' shutout win 4-0 on Tuesday. First pitch of the inning from Cameron Weston misses low and in to Jared McKenzie, left-handed hitting left fielder. McKenzie up here out of the 7 hole with Viandel Pena and Elijah Nunez to follow. 1-0, it got him. Well, that didn't feel good or look good as McKenzie went down right away. Well, Weston just kind of yanked that one too far inside and it got McKenzie somewhere around that hip waist area. He comes up hobbling. Yeah, wherever it got him, oh, it got him, in, I think, on the inside of that front knee, that right knee. So, I mean, that never feels good. Blue Rocks head athletic trainer Kirby Kraft out to check on him. Mario Lison, the manager who also coaches third base, holding McKenzie's helmet as he winces in pain and bends at the waist just off to the first base side near home plate. He's going to try to walk this thing off, but anything off the knee or the kneecap, anywhere around the knee, that's never good. Well, it looks like he'll give it a shot, and the Blue Rocks have their first base runner of the night. Breaks up a streak of 6 in a row set down by Weston. 4 strikeouts through 2 innings of work after just 1 in 3 innings in his season debut. So Viandel Pena will hit with McKenzie at first after the hit-by-pitch. Pena switch-hitting second baseman. Started in every game of this series so far. Well, McKenzie just ran a little bit past first base. He's trying to get some extra steps in, walk that off. Right now we're in a scoreless game in the top of the third. Matthew Etzel reached on an infield single in the bottom of the 2nd inning, but the next 2 batters made outs with him still at first, and then he was caught stealing to end the frame. The base umpire Connor Cronwell said that Etz overslid the bag, and that's why he was out. So had he stayed on the bag, the assumption is that he would have been called safe and it would have been a successful stolen base attempt, but a tough inning for the Birds as they did not go down in order, but they sent just a minimum 3 to the plate. Well, now McKenzie is taking another jog up that first baseline. He's still trying to walk this thing off. You know, if that ball hits him in maybe the thigh or, you know, somewhere around the waist, even in the ribs, it's probably not as painful as taking one off the kneecap area. But it looks like he's okay as the trainer Kirby Kraft and Mario Lison go back to their respective spots. And play will resume as Viandel Pena steps in that lefty batter's box. Scoreless game, top 3. First runner of the game for the Blue Rocks at first. Pena swings at the first pitch and slaps it foul off to the third base side out of play. The count's 0-1. De Leon, the third baseman, is way off the line, about a step behind the third base bag depth-wise. 0-1. So they're playing Pena to pull in the infield. Young and Vasquez pinching for 2 up the middle, with the first baseman Etzel holding on the runner. Outfielders are all in on Pena here, and that's been a theme this series. That's the scouting report. Play him in the outfield, shift a little bit in the infield. 0-2, low and away. Weston tried to tempt him with 1 out of the zone. Couldn't get a swing. Looking for his 5th strikeout of the night. Weston ready, checks on first. 1-2, breaking ball popped to shallow left. Haskin a few steps over, ranging towards that line. Now a couple steps back, he makes the catch. And that's out number 1 here in the third. So nice job by Weston to come back after the hit by pitch. And here's Elijah Nunez, the left-handed hitting center fielder. Well, the numbers for Weston last year were really good. In 12 games, 3 starts for the Ironbirds. Posted a 2.68 ERA in 40 and a third innings of work. 49 strikeouts, just 12 walks. An excellent ratio there. Move over to first. It gets by McKenzie, and it gets by Etzel all the way to the wall up the first base line. And it'll go down as an E1 probably. And now a runner in scoring position for the Blue Rocks. Well, it's Matthew Etzel's first career start at first base tonight. Don't want to necessarily blame that on him. But something to keep in mind, he's an outfielder playing infield right now. Throw a little bit offline for Weston there, and now he'll have to work around McKenzie at second. First pitch to Nunez, fastball outside corner, 0-1. Weston struck out 10.9 batters per nine last year and was just really consistent and efficient in all 12 of his outings for the Birds. 0-1, flip foul behind home plate. It's 0-2. No score here, top of the third, runner at second, one down. Weston pitched collegiately at Michigan three seasons as a Wolverine. O's took him in the eighth round of 2022. 0-2 pitch coming up, a little bit high and away. He's a native of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Birds have had a really solid Big Ten presence on their roster each of the last 2 years. At one point, there were five Big Ten alums on the Birds roster. Check swing, he went around, and it's another strikeout for Weston. Well, Nunez can't believe it. He was upset with that call, but he has gone on strikes, and Weston, one time through the lineup, has fanned five. So back to the top of the order for Dalen Lyle. Well, Lyle is one of the guys to keep an eye on in this Blue Rocks lineup. He's a guy who spent some time in big league spring training, a couple of big league spring training games earlier this season. Nationals have some really strong outfield prospects in their minor league system. Dalen Lyle ranked number 7 in the organization on their top 30 list, according to MLB Pipeline. He's one of 6 outfielders ranked among the Nationals' top 10 prospects. So they've got the outfield covered moving forward, it looks like. Big swing there, and he tipped it into Willems' glove. It's 0-1. Well, Weston ramped that one up. He's ahead 0-1 on Lyle. No score, top 3, runner at second, 2 down. Well, now there's a pinch runner at second base for Jared McKenzie. 0-1, swing and a miss, 0-2. So it seems like that hit-by-pitch to the knee area, just too much to deal with, and he is now out of the game. Weston trying to get Lyle. No balls and 2 strikes here in the top of the third. Weston set, looks at second, deep breath, 0-2. Grounded to first, Etzel has it, and he takes it to the bag himself. A 3 unassisted putout ends the third, and it's 3 shutout innings for Cameron Weston. No runs, no hits, no errors. One error, 1 left in scoring position, and after 2.5, we are still scoreless in the Dean. We'll head to the home third after this break on the Birds Broadcast Network. Bottom of the third inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Birds send their 7, 8, and 9 hitters to the plate. De Leon, Jalen Vasquez, and Adam Retzbach. De Leon was at the plate when Etzel was thrown out stealing to end the second, so he's back up there, takes a strike. De Leon's got the nice color coordination going with the red batting gloves and the red shin guard. Goes well with that light blue on the Ironbirds home jerseys. Flailed at that one. Counts 0-2. So he's styling without even really knowing it. Kind of clashes with the orange Ironbirds written across the chest, but I mean, hey, look, that doesn't bother me. So no score after 2.5. Birds looking to strike first here in the home third. 0-2 to De Leon, swing and a miss. Good fastball up top from Andre Lara. And that's his third strikeout. Here's Jalen Vasquez, the left-handed hitting second baseman. Vasquez was at short last night, moving across the diamond to second today. Played a couple of seasons at the University of South Carolina, and then his final college season at D2 North Greenville University. Had a standout year there that got him drafted in the 20th round. He was the O's last pick of the draft last year. And he is one of 9 members from that O's 2023 draft class on this Ironbirds roster. Takes a strike outside corner, 1-1. Next pitch from Andre Lara misses inside. Count goes to 2-1, so a patient approach from Vasquez here. 22 years old from Charleston area in South Carolina. Takes outside again. It's 3-1. In 26 games as a pro last year after he was drafted, hit .263 with a .404 on base. Posted an .804 OPS. Ripped 8 extra base hits to start his pro career. Still looking for that first homer. And it looks like he has another hit here. He does. Rips a line drive into left. Dumps it in front of the new left fielder for the Blue Rocks. We'll let you know who that is in a second. But Jared McKenzie is out of the game. And the Birds have their second hit. Brings up Adam Retzbach, the DH. No official update yet in the box score of who that new left fielder is. Here's Retzbach with Vasquez at first. Retz takes a strike, bottom half of the zone. So Vasquez has hit safely in 2 in a row, had a hit last night. Now Lara peeking over his shoulder to the plate. And it's another strike on Retzbach, 0-2. Well, talking about Jackson Holliday's MLB debut last night throughout the broadcast, well, Adam had a chance to live with Jackson last year in Aberdeen. They were roommates at the beginning of Jackson's time in High A. 0-2, swing and a miss. So Retz down on 3 pitches. And then Retzbach eventually got hurt and left the team the rest of the year. But he was Jackson's High A roommate for a little while, and was happy to see him get the call. So 2 outs and a runner at first. Back to the top for Enrique Bradfield Jr. No score, bottom 3 here in Aberdeen. Pitchers duel early. That's been a theme so far in this series. See what Bradfield can do. Skied one to right center his last time up. Throw back to first. Vasquez got a hand in. Bradfield, the all-time stolen base leader in Vanderbilt history. Did it in 3 seasons, not even 3 full seasons. Broke it early on in his junior year. Takes a strike, 0-1. Slots in at number 6 on the Orioles' top 30 prospect list, according to MLBPipeline.com. And a lot of people are excited about this kid. 0-1, Bradfield smacks it down the left field line. It hooks foul out of play. Count is 0-2. In 3 seasons at Vandy, he hit .311 with a .426 on base. He slugged .447. OPS close to .900. Ripped 57 extra base hits in 191 games. Very consistent numbers in all 3 of his seasons. Times called, Lara steps off. As a junior in 2023, he stole 2 or more bases in a game 10 different times. That's hard to do. 0-2, high and away. Snap throw to first. Vasquez a dive back. Did he get the corner of the bag? He did. He's called safe. That one was close, a little bit too close, but he got back. Just think about that. I mean, 2 or more stolen bases in a game on 10 different occasions. You know, college baseball, You know, the best teams that go deep into the tournament at the end of the year playing close to 60 max. So to have 2-plus steals in a sixth of them, very impressive. Well, Bradfield chased a high fastball there, went down on strikes, and the inning comes to an end. Three more punch-outs for Lara here in the third. Works around the Vasquez one-out single, and the inning is over. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left, no score after three here in the Dean. We'll head to the top of the fourth after this break on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Cameron Weston back to work in the top of the fourth inning here in Aberdeen. Still no score between the Birds and the Blue Rocks in Game 3 of this six-game series. A lot of rain earlier in the day here in Aberdeen, but it's dry now and we're playing ball. Both pitchers looking good so far tonight as Weston fires in a strike to the right-handed hitting shortstop Kevin Mate. So Mate, White, Staley for the Blue Rocks here in the away fourth. A one from Weston gets a half-hearted check swing foul ball, and it's 0-2. Weston has a little bit of a funky release. He's not straight over the top, but he's not really a sidearmer either. But he kind of whips it kind of from that, I don't even want to say three quarters, maybe like a four-fifths angle. Getting my fractions work in here. Not really my strong suit. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and Weston picks up another strikeout. How about a sixth of the night? And he's got a half dozen with one out here in the fourth. All six strikeouts of the swinging variety, and here's T.J. White, the DH. Well, Weston was electric last year in a short burst in Aberdeen. Picking up right where he left off. First pitch to White is outside. Count is 1-0. No score, top four here in the Dean. Birds and Blue Rocks. One out, bases empty here in the away fourth. 1-0 outside, 2-0. Well, in his high A debut last year on June 15th, Weston faced the Brooklyn Cyclones in this ballpark. Three innings of one-hit ball, struck out four as he gets a strike on the outer half there. And that was the night where people were introduced to Cameron Weston. He had a short stint in Delmarva the previous season. But once he got to high A, that's when he really started to turn some heads. There's a strike on the outer half. It's 2-2. Over his first three games at high A last year, no earned runs. Next pitch, outside. So that's 10 and a third innings of work with just one unearned run to start his high A career last year. Month of July, he was really good. 23 punch-outs and only three walks in 17 innings. 3-2, fouled back over my head in the broadcast booth. Always got the glove close by. You absolutely have to have the glove close by up in this booth, the way left-handed hitters can foul him back this way. 3-2 pitch coming up. Here it is. Chopped up the middle. Nice play there by the shortstop Young. Across his body, throws to first in time. Well, Carter Young came to the first base side of second to field that ball. And he made a nice throw over to Etzel at the bag. So a 6-3 put out. Young showing his range, showing his arm. And that's not an easy throw coming across the body right there. But he put it on the money. So here's Murphy Staley, the third baseman. He struck out swinging in the second. No score, top four. Two outs, no one on. First pitch right down the chute, and Weston is just having his way tonight. Looking for a fourth shutout frame. 0-1, inside corner for a strike. Doesn't matter where he puts it. Outside corner, inside corner, up, down. He is finding that strike zone. It's impressive to see how calm he is out on the mound and how quickly he works. 0-2 pitch, a little bit low. And he's working so quickly that it's just really hard for these opposing batters to get comfortable. Weston ready to rock again. 1-2 pitch, got him. Down in the zone for strike three, another swing and a miss, and another punch out. Seven strikeouts for Cameron Weston through four shutout innings tonight. He's doing everything he can to put this team in a position to win. We'll see if they can get him some runs. We'll go to the home fourth after this quick break. No score after 3.5. Stay locked in on the Birds Broadcast Network. Bottom of inning number four from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Tavian Josenberger getting things started up for the Birds. No score as right-hander Andre Lara goes back to work. Cameron Weston, four shutout innings on his side with seven strikeouts. And here's Lara, who's fired three shutout with five strikeouts. First pitch to Josenberger was outside. It's 1-0. Josenberger, Haskin, and Etzel as the Birds look for some runs. Next one to Tavian, misses low. Good take there. It's 2-0. We have an update on the new left fielder for the Blue Rocks. It is Jonathan Thomas, native of Fresno, Texas. He's in for Jared McKenzie. Took over as a pinch runner back in the second. Counts 3-0 on Josenberger as that last pitch missed outside. See what he does here. Taking all the way. That's ball four. So a four-pitch walk, and Josenberger is on base for the fourth time in his last two games. That brings up Hudson Haskin, who struck out swinging his first time up. Well, a quick visit to the mound for Maxwell Romero Jr. to talk to Andre Lara. While we have some time, let's talk about that pregame interview that I played before the game, talking with Felipe Alou Jr., the new manager of the Ironbirds, down in spring training in Sarasota. Spent a day at Orioles minor league camp at the end of March, so it was really fun talking to Felipe. He's really excited about the talent that will be in Aberdeen this season, not just at the beginning of the season, although he's very excited about this break camp roster, but the talent that we'll see all season long. First pitch to Haskin, bottom of the zone, it's 0-1. No score, bottom of the fourth. Josenberger at first with no outs. And look, I second what Felipe had to offer in that interview, because there is so much underrated talent on this Ironbirds roster. It speaks to the depth in this O's system. 0-1, Haskin fouls one back. That one caught a piece of Romero. That dude just cannot catch a break this week. So the home plate umpire, Jamal Allen's going to walk a new baseball out to the pitcher, Lara. Felipe has worked with a lot of these guys somewhere in the Orioles organization, whether it be down in the Dominican Republic during spring training in previous years or managing a lot of these guys in Delmarva the last 2 years. So there's a lot of continuity there. There's familiarity. And that definitely does not hurt. 0-2 to Haskin, missed it a little bit high. 1-2. Felipe is excited to get to continue to work with a lot of these guys. Some of them that he spent all of last year with. A lot of this roster was with Delmarva the entire 2023 season. Move over to first, Josenberger's back. But even some guys who just had a quick stint in Delmarva, let's take Enrique Bradfield Jr., Matt Horvath, and Matthew Etzel, for example, drafted last year. A couple of weeks in Delmarva before they came up to Aberdeen. Now they've got Felipe back as their manager. Haskin called out on strikes on a fastball on the outer half. Tough call there, and that is out number one here in the fourth. So one gone and one on for Matthew Etzel. Still no score, bottom four in the Dean. On a cool and rainy night in Maryland. Well, it rained a couple of times pregame, but we got really lucky with the forecast tonight. First pitch to Etzel. Takes a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Well, all of a sudden, Matthew Etzel is a cleanup hitting first baseman. At least that's what it looks like in the box score tonight. First career start at first base. He's an outfielder. He can play all three outfield positions, and he does it really well. 0-1, another strike, similar spot, 0-2. And I was talking to Felipe yesterday about the position flexibility that this team has. And he loves that he can move these guys around the diamond. And it's not just one infield position to another or one outfield position to another. It's back and forth between the infield and outfield. 0-1. Etzel slugs one to the left center field gap. This one's got some carry on it. It's down, should be extra bases, and it is. It hops over the wall. It's a ground rule double. Because of that, it costs the Ironbirds a run. Josenberger had to stop at third. He would have scored easily, and Etzel would have been at third base standing if that ball stayed in the yard. But it's a ground rule double. The Blue Rocks catch a break. But it's second and third for the Birds, and there is only one out here in the fourth inning. Man, Etzel can run forever. That's a tough break. You know, I'm not saying that he would have made it all the way around, but he would have gotten to third maybe without the throw. And Josenberger would have scored, but second and third for Willems, and the Blue Rocks bring the infield in all the way around. Still no score, but that could change in a hurry. First pitch from Lara to Creed over for a strike. Talking about more position flexibility, both of the main catchers on this Birds roster, Willems and Retzbach, they can both play first base, move around a little bit. 0-1. Willems gets one up in the air to deep left field. Thomas goes back drifting, and that ball ain't coming back. Fire me up, Creed Willems. A go-ahead three-run home run in the bottom of the fourth, and the Birds have an early lead. So Willems circles the pillows for the third time this season. Got one up in the air on a night where the wind is carrying the baseball, and it sailed into the Blue Rocks bullpen. So Willems goes deep yet again, and the Birds score first in this series for the second time. So Creed doing his thing, a little oppo taco there for him. And the line keeps moving. Here's Carter Young. Well, shout out to Creed for giving me my first fire me up call of the season. You know, I'm not going to use it as much as I did last year. I got to pick my spots with it, but it just felt right. It's one of those feel situations. So shout out to Creed for getting another one out. Counts quickly 2-0 on Carter Young. Oh, getting this Ironbirds crowd fired up. 2-0, big hack there from Young. Came up empty, it's 2-1. Love the aggressiveness there, though. So a three-run bomb for Willems. Takes care of both runners in scoring position and himself. 2-1, Young sends one to center. A few steps over in that left center gap, Nunez makes the catch. And that's out number two. Now, Cameron Weston gets some run support. We'll see if he comes out for a fifth. He likely will. Don't see anybody throwing in the Birds' pen. And here's Isaac De Leon. So a three-run home run for Willems, third homer of the season, and he's only played in four games. Extended his hitting streak to four games with that bomb. Pitch misses outside. Count 1-0. You know, the other day, talking around the batting cage with these guys about swiping bags, you know, so many base stealers on this team. 1-0 pitch to De Leon inside. He jumps out of the way, 2-0. Creed was saying, hey, look, you know, I can steal him too. He's like, you know, if this pitcher had done this in this situation, I would have gone. I would have had that bag. And I'm thinking, like, hey, you keep putting them over the wall. You're not going to need to worry about swiping bags. You just circle them with a brisk jog. That's what he's done so far this year. Counts 3-0 on De Leon as Lara tries to fight through this inning. Birds lead at 3-0. All three runs via Creed Willems. 3-0 outside, ball four. And it's the fourth runner to reach this inning, two walks. So the Birds will look to extend that 3-0 lead as Jalen Vasquez comes to bat with two outs. Well, Lara is a big guy, 6 feet 4 inches tall. He'll get a visit from pitching coach Mark DeFelice right now. He's only 21 years old in his fourth pro season out of Venezuela. Like Weston for the Birds, Lara got the opening day nod this past Friday against Brooklyn. 5 shutout innings. Struck out 6 and walked only 2. He has not fared nearly as well tonight. He can go deeper into games. We saw that all last year. In his first outing of the season, he went 77 pitches and picked up the win against Brooklyn. Overall, last year, Lara started 23 times, second most games started in the South Atlantic League. He was also 13th in the league in innings pitched. He couldn't quite get to the century mark. 98 and a third innings of work. 4.50 ERA, not bad. Does not strike out a lot of guys. He doesn't miss a ton of bats, just 6 Ks per 9 innings last year. He has 6 so far today, so around that average. Actually, a little bit more than the average. Counts 1-0 on Vasquez. The third baseman, Staley, came up a little bit, expecting a bunt. Pitch, that's low. Birds lead at 3-0, bottom of the fourth. Next pitch, outside. Well, it's Sammy Infante now at third base for the Blue Rocks. So two changes to the Blue Rocks lineup. Three-o pitch coming up to Vasquez, fastball right down the middle. So 3-1 now. We'll see if Vasquez can get something going here. Runner at first. It's De Leon with two down. Vasquez slaps one to third. Diving stop by Infante. Gets up, throws to first in time. Nice play all the way around right there. A diving stop on a hot shot to third. And Sammy Infante's web gem takes away a hit from Jalen Vasquez. But a big inning for the Ironbirds. They score 3 times. A walk and a double from Etzel set up Creed Willems with 2 on, and he blasted a 3-run home run into the bullpen over the left field wall, and it's 3-0 Birds after 4 full. We'll head to the top of the fifth after this quick break on the Birds Broadcast Network. 3-0 Ironbirds over the Blue Rocks, top of the fifth inning. All three runs coming on Creed Willems' opposite field home run, his third long ball of the season. He's only played in four games, and he is off to a blistering start here in his 2024 campaign. So is Cameron Weston, the right-hander on the mound for the Birds. First pitch breaking ball into Brandon Bossier, and it's 0-1. Bossier, Romero Jr., and Thomas, the 5, 6, and 7 hitters. 0-1, another swing and a miss. He's had a lot of those tonight, and Weston continues to deal. Well, Cam's pitch count is down, under 50 pitches through four innings today. Looks like he'll get at least the fifth. You know, hey, maybe he'll go deeper. 0-2 pitch coming up outside. Well, that looked like the two-seam. That just kept running outside. Maybe a splitter as well. Like I was saying earlier, it's tough to differentiate some of his pitches because everything moves. As he drops in a backdoor sweeper there and gets Bossier. Strikeout number 8 for Cameron Weston. And he is flat-out locked in. Well, that's textbook sweeper action right there. Drops it in on the back door, outside corner, and Bossier was just straight frozen. Well, Weston, we know he can rack up the Ks. We know he doesn't walk a lot of guys. Both things true tonight. First pitch to Romero Jr. is in for a strike. Next pitch, rip foul down the first baseline. Birds 3, Rocks nothing, top 5. Well, 8 strikeouts for Weston tonight. His career high is 9. He did that on July 20th last year at home against Bowling Green. 0-2 pitch, ripped foul down the right field line. Just over Etzel's head. It's 0-2. Weston went 5 innings of 2-run ball with 9 strikeouts and no walks on July 20th last year for that career high in punchouts. We'll see if he can tie it here. 0-2, got him. Fastball up top, and it's a career high tying 9 strikeouts for Cameron Weston. The right-hander from Michigan is absolutely locked in tonight, and he circles the mound, gets the baseball from De Leon, looking to finish off another 1-2-3 inning. Well, Cameron Weston just straight up doing his thing. And now a chance to strike out the side in order for the second time tonight. Here's Jonathan Thomas. Left fielder takes off the plate. It's 1-0. Thomas entered as a pinch runner in the third, replaced McKenzie, who was hit by a pitch. Stayed in the game to play left field. 1-0 off the plate. A sweeper there. 2-0. How about 9 strikeouts for Cameron Weston? He has at least 1 punch out in all 5 of his innings so far tonight. Bullpen action right now for the Birds, so this might be it for Weston. 2-0, hot shot to first, backhanded by Etzel, runs it to the bag himself, and the inning is over. 5 scoreless for Cameron Weston, an absolute gem. Ties a career high with 9 strikeouts, and if that's it for him tonight, it's a really impressive outing in his home debut, second outing overall this year. 4.5 in the books, all Birds so far tonight. They lead it 3-0. We'll go to the home fifth after this. Bottom 5 here in Aberdeen. Birds 3, Rocks nothing. All Ironbirds tonight in every facet of the game. Cameron Weston, 5 no-hit innings with 9 strikeouts. He's faced just 1 over the minimum. And now the Birds looking to get things going offensively. Here's Adam Retzbach, fouls one back from right-hander Andre Lara. It's quickly 0-1, 9-1-2, Retzbach, Bradfield Jr., and Josenberger. As the Birds look for more runs, 3 in the bottom of the fourth. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Retz went down for it, 0-2. Creed Willems gave the Birds the lead with an opposite field home run that sailed into the Blue Rocks bullpen over the left field wall in the last inning. Now Retz looking to start things up. Counts 0-2. Lara ready, the pitch, swing and a miss. So Retzbach down on strikes again. And that is strikeout number 7 for Andre Lara. Back to the top for Bradfield Jr., but can't say enough about what Cameron Weston has done tonight. And in terms of the overall production, the career high tying 9 strikeouts, the no hits allowed, the no walks allowed, only 1 hit by pitch, that's the only base runner in 5 innings. This is, in totality, the best outing of his young professional career. Bradfield takes a strike, showed bunt, but pulled back. Haven't seen Bradfield bunt much so far this year. And the season, it's a young season. A lot of baseball left, but that's something he has in his bag. 0-1, low and away. It's 1-1. Birds 3, Rocks nothing, home 5th. 1 out, no one on. Long pause from Lara. Next pitch, fouled to the netting behind home plate. And it's 1-2. 3 runs on 4 hits, 1 error for the Birds. No runs, no hits, no errors for the Blue Rocks. There's bullpen action right now for the Birds, so we'll see if the night is over for Cameron Weston. You know, they don't like to leave these guys out there too long. Keep them fresh. 1-2, Bradfield takes low. It's 2-2. Well, if that's it for Weston, I mean, a very impressive outing. He hit McKenzie on the kneecap leading off the third inning, but 4-1-2-3 innings. He retired the first 6 batters he faced, and 9 in a row since the hit-by-pitch. 2-2 pitch, Bradfield pops it up third base side, but out of play over the dugout. Well, if Cameron Weston continues to pitch like this throughout the next few weeks, he will not be in Aberdeen very long, I'll tell you that much. 2 balls and 2 strikes, Bradfield ready to go, so is Lara. And the right-hander's pitch, Bradfield wanted to check, but he went around. And he strikes out swinging, so 8 punch-outs now for Andre Lara. 2 up, 2 down, here's Josenberger with the bases empty. First pitch to Tavian, skies one in the air, right center field, not too deep. Nunez comes in on it, and he makes the catch. So it's a 1-2-3 inning for Andre Lara. He's looked pretty solid tonight. Definitely wants that home run ball back in the fourth inning. But another 1-2-3 inning for him, and we'll head to the sixth inning with the Birds still leading the Blue Rocks 3-0. Stick with me as we go to the top of the sixth. Keep it locked on the Iron Birds Broadcast Network. It's MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen. Top of the sixth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Marcantonini with you on the call. Five no-hit innings from Cameron Weston so far tonight. He faced just one over the minimum. His night is done, so the Ironbirds will look to complete the no-hitter in combined fashion. First pitch of the top of the sixth inning from right-hander Edgar Portes is over for a strike. Portes very capable of finishing this game and going four innings to help the Birds secure the W. His second pitch is flicked in the air left center field. Haskin and Bradfield can't communicate. It drops, and it will go for extra bases. Bradfield picks it up, gets it in, but by that time, Viandel Pena is at third base. And if that's how the combined no-hitter ends, and it looks like it is, that's a tough way for it to go down. Well, ball should have been caught in left center. Miscommunication between Haskin and Bradfield, and it just dropped between them. So Pena races all the way around to third base with a triple. And now, with a runner on third and no outs, the Birds will keep the infield back with that 3-0 lead. Here's a strike to the center fielder, Elijah Nunez. So Weston done. And now Edgar Portes. We'll get you some numbers on Edgar in just a minute here. Third baseman De Leon up a little bit, respecting Nunez's speed. A one outside corner for a strike. Portes rocking the high socks. Tall right-hander set. Nunez ready. 0-2. Popped up way up there in on the infield. A couple steps in for Vasquez. He makes the catch, and that is a big out number one. Keeps the runner at third. And now back to the top of the order for Lyle. Final line on Cameron Weston. Five innings, no hits, no runs, no walks. He hit a batter. That was the only batter that reached base against him. A career high tying nine strikeouts. And he needed just 58 pitches through 41 strikes to get through his five innings today. Very efficient outing for him. Now Portes, first pitch to Lyle, chopped to second. That'll get the run home. Vasquez over to first. Birds will take that with that lead. It's now a 3-1 game. RBI ground out for Dalen Lyle. But the bases are empty with two down, and that works. So two gone, no one on. Here's Kevin Mahde. Birds now lead it by two. Edgar Portes has a four-seam fastball, a changeup, and a sweeper. He's 91 to 93 usually, tops at 95. First pitch sweeper there, and he gets a big swing and a miss. Portes from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, just 21 years old. 0-1, and he plunked him. So Kevin Mahde reaches with two outs on the second hit-by pitch of the night from Birds pitchers. Well, if you're just joining us or joined us recently, Creed Willems gave the Birds the lead with a three-run home run in the bottom of the fourth. It was his third home run of the season, and he's only played in four games. On the flip side, five no-hit innings and shutout innings from Cameron Weston, tied a career high with nine punch-outs. Edgar Portes in relief right now. The Blue Rocks just grabbed a run. First pitch high, 1-0 on T.J. White. Switch hitter batting left. That's a ball that in left center that you really, as a pitcher, you'd love to go down as an error because it was just miscommunication that allowed it to drop. But scored a triple, so it's an earned run. 1-0, flip foul out of play behind home plate. Counts 1-2. See if Portes can leave it at just one run. White is 0-2 with a couple of groundouts. Next pitch from Edgar, sweeper that he drops in on the outer half, and it's 1-2 now. That's a nasty pitch going back door on the left-handed batter. Short lead over at first base for Mahde. Portes, a peek over. 1-2, low in the dirt. Willems kept it in front. So Mahde at first after the hit-by-pitch. Birds lead at 3-1, top of the sixth. Birds have been in control the entire way. 2-2 pitch coming up. Chop foul over towards the Birds dugout, ricocheted off that railing, and heads over to the first base coach's box of the Blue Rocks. We'll do it again. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Birds lead it by two. Cortez got up to Aberdeen late last year, pitched four games out of the bullpen. He's back this year for some more action. Here's his 2-2. Tipped into the glove of Willems, and the inning is over. A strikeout for Edgar Cortez. Give the Ironbirds pitchers a combined 10 tonight, and the inning is over. A run on a hit, no errors, and one man left on. Birds still lead it this time by two. It's 3-1 after 5.5. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth after this break on the Birds Broadcast Network. Hudson Haskin leads off the home sixth for the Ironbirds. Birds lead it 3-1 over the Blue Rocks. Creed Willems' three-run home run has driven in all of the Ironbirds' runs. Blue Rocks got one in the top of the sixth, and here we are home sixth, Haskin, Etzel, Willems. Haskin took a ball upstairs, counts 1-0. 0-2 with a couple strikeouts tonight. New pitcher for the Blue Rocks here in the sixth, it's right-hander Chance Huff. Takes over for Lara. 1-0 outside, 2-0. Get you the final line on Andre Lara. He was really good, just on the wrong side of what Cameron Weston did. I mean, he was fantastic, nearly flawless. And then from Lara's perspective, as Haskin takes the ball outside, it's 3-0. The final line on him, 5 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 8 strikeouts, 2 walks. He allowed that Willems homer, 74 pitches, 49 strikes. 3-0 pitch, outside corner for a strike. And what was tough for Laris, he walked two in that inning that Willems went deep, including walking the leadoff man. That never helps. But overall, you take away that home run ball, pretty strong outing. 3-1, Haskin fouls one back, and it's 3-2. Hudson got a nice piece of one last night, an opposite field double over McKenzie's head and right, and went for a 2-run ground rule double. 3-2, tipped away, and we'll do it again. The double last night drove in the only 2 runs of the night for the Birds. They came in the 6th inning. It got the Birds within a run, but that was as close as they got. Haskin looking to work his way back to AAA Norfolk. 3-2, fouls another one away, so he'll see at least a 7th pitch in this AB. Chance Huff ready to rock, 3-2, check swing over towards the Birds' dugout. Haskin tried to hold up, but he got a piece of it. Either way, it's protect mode. Huff, 23 years old, eighth round pick of the Nats in 2022 out of Georgia Tech. Florida native. Trying to get Haskin to start this home sixth. Huff ready. Out of the windup, 3-2. High and away, ball four. Nice job by Haskin to work that eight-pitch walk. Here's Matthew Etzel. Etz is 2-for-2 tonight with a single and a double. Ground rule double back in the fourth. It hopped over that left center field wall. If it had stayed in, it would have been an RBI triple. Didn't matter because the next batter, Creed Willems, took care of everybody. Drove them all in. Three-run homer. Huff set. Pitch to the plate. Fastball by Etzel. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Etzel was the Orioles' 10th-round pick last summer out of Southern Miss. Played 2 years of JUCO ball in Texas before a year down in Mississippi. 0-1 outside. Same college that Reed Trimble played at. Those two did not overlap, though. Well, the Orioles' drafts have had a theme in recent years. Very heavy on the college talent. Very heavy on college position players. Huff steps off, looks the runner back to first. And last year's draft was very pitcher heavy. That was kind of an outlier. The previous three or four, really, I'd say the four in the Mike Elias era before last year were position player heavy. Huff ready, the 1-1 outside, breaking ball missed. Birds lead it 3-1, home half of the sixth inning on what has turned out to be a pretty nice night for a game here at Aberdeen. A little cool, but it's dry, and that's all that matters. Huff set again. Big lead at first base for Haskin. Here's the 2-1. Etz checked, and it's a ball, 3-1. Huff spent all of last year with Wilmington, pitched in 28 games, started 9, a 6.13 ERA, and 83 and two-thirds. A lot of work for him in mainly a relief role. 3-1 pitch to Etzel, takes a fastball in the outer corner. It's 3-2. 57 strikeouts, 37 walks for Huff last year. Opponents hit .286 against him. And this Birds team saw quite a bit of Huff. Haskin still at first with a 3-2 count. Next pitch, grounded to the right side, threw into right field, a base hit. Haskin, a big turnaround second. He's headed for third. Here's Lyle's throw. It's cut off. And the Birds have first and third with no outs here in the home sixth. So Matthew Etzel is 3-for-3, and an Iron Bird has a trio of hits for the second straight night. It was Tavian Josenberger who had three base hits last night, and now Matthew Etzel has his second multi-hit game and first three-hit game of the year. And that brings up Creed Willems, who will hit with runners at first and third and no outs. Willems went deep to left his last time up, and he's got a chance to do it again. Birds threatening for more here in the home half of the sixth. First and third, no outs. A walk and a single. And now Creed Willems looks to stay hot. He's got the average at .417 right now with an OPS over 1.600. He's doing everything so far this year. First pitch, swing and a miss at a fastball high and away. Chased that one a little bit. Didn't want to expand the zone there. Counts 0-1. See if Creed can add another base hit. Etzel takes off for second. Willems swings and drives one down the left field line, and it hooks out of play. Well, the way the ball's traveling tonight, you just never know. If you get one up in the air, it has a shot. Especially the way the wind's blowing. That flagpole in center field, you see the flag at the top of it just howling in the wind. The banner that's below the scoreboard in left center field is feeling the wrath of the wind as well. It's whipping from right to left tonight. It's not necessarily always like that. Counts 0-2 on Willems. Next pitch, Willems pops it up behind home plate, out of play. Birds 3, Rocks 1, bottom of inning number 6, with Haskin at third and Etzel at first. Blue Rocks will try to cut it off. They have the third baseman Infante even with the bag off the line. But double play depth up the middle, and Bossier holding on the runner at first. Outfield shading Willems a little bit the opposite way. 0-2, and it's a balk. Well, I heard it from the base umpire, Connor Cronwell, right away. And that's how the Birds bring in their fourth run of the night. Haskins in to score from third. And Etzel's up to second base now. And now a runner at second with no outs for Willems. Well, that takes an RBI opportunity away from him. I mean, still an RBI opportunity, but just one less guy out there. But the Birds bring home that run, and that's what they wanted. It's now a 4-1 game, so they get that run back that the Blue Rocks got in the top of the sixth. So no shutdown inning for the Rocks. And now an 0-2 pitch coming up to Willems. Here it is. Pops it up foul, third base side. No balls and two strikes. Next pitch, low and away. Good AB from Willems here as he tries to work his way back. Four runs on five hits for the Birds tonight. Just one run on one hit for the Blue Rocks. Etzel, a short lead at second. Mate, the shortstop, keeping him close. Huff set, looks at second pitch. Willems pops it up, foul ground, third base side again, and once again it gets onto the concourse. So the count stays at 1-2 as Creed steps out to readjust his batting gloves. Big opportunity for the Birds to add insurance runs. They've already added one in the inning. Haskin came in from third on a balk. Huff is really laboring here in his first inning of relief. 1-2 pitch. Called strike three, fastball top of the zone. Looked like Willems was looking for something else. And the righty reliever for the Blue Rocks picks up his first out. Brings up Carter Young. A lot of strikeouts on both sides tonight. The Ironbirds have gone down on strikes 9 times, 10 for the Blue Rocks. So the next one will be number 20 combined. Figured I'd do the math for y'all at home. So here's Young, switch hitter, still from the left side against the righty Huff. Took low. It's 1-0. Huff went 2 scoreless with 3 strikeouts and 2 walks in his first outing of the season at home against Brooklyn this past Saturday. Wind continues to whip. And Young's ready for the 1-0. Takes a little bit high. That's a good take there. That one wasn't much higher than the ball that Willems struck out on. Well, Carter's still looking for his first hit this year. Only a matter of time, and once he really gets going, he could go on a big hitting streak. Huff stepped off. Birds lead it 4-1, home sixth. One out and a runner at second. Make it 3-0. Breaking ball missed low. Well, Young, a native of Yakima, Washington, went all the way to Vanderbilt University for college, 17th round pick in 2022. Now in his third professional season. His college teammates with Enrique Bradfield Jr. for 2 years. 3-0 in for a strike. In fact, they were two of the biggest pieces to a Vanderbilt team that got to the College World Series final in Bradfield's freshman year, Young's sophomore season. And in the College World Series final, Bradfield was hitting leadoff. Young was batting second in the order. 3-1, in for a strike. It's 3-2. Thought it was ball four. But how cool is that? Those guys not only got to play college ball together for a couple of years, but they were hitting 1-2 in the lineup in the College World Series finals. Vandy eventually lost to Mississippi State, but it was a good run and pretty impressive to see those guys on that stage. 3-2, chopper to first. Bossier waits back on it, backhands it, runs the first, takes it himself. And that is out number two. So Young still searching for that hit, but it's coming. Etzel moves up to third. Two gone for Isaac De Leon. Now time's called as Wilmington pitching coach Mark DeFelice wants to go out for a chat with Chance Huff. Two outs, runner at third. 4-1 lead for the Birds in the bottom of inning number six. Well, if you missed Jackson Holliday's debut last night, give you a quick recap of what he did. He went 0-for-4, but he picked up his first big league RBI, an RBI ground out in the sixth inning of last night's O's win. The O's were down 5-0 in the middle innings. They stormed back with seven unanswered runs. Jordan Westberg hit a two-out, go-ahead three-run home run in the bottom of the seventh inning in that game at Fenway Park last night, and the O's took home the dub. And very similar lineup that the O's were running out there tonight. Haven't seen what the score is of tonight's game, but five guys who were drafted in either the first or the second round in the Mike Elias era are in the starting lineup tonight for the O's, same as last night. That's very impressive to see. The Mike Elias era started in 2019, end of 2018 season, but 2019 was his first draft. First pitch to De Leon, misses high, 1-0. Birds lead at 4-1 here in the sixth. Runner at third, two gone. So it's hard to draft that well in such a short period of time. Let's put it that way. 1-0. De Leon pops it up foul out of play. And look, I know that the Orioles were picking at the top of the draft for essentially half a decade. You know, a couple number one overall picks, a number two overall pick, a number five overall pick. They were consistently in a position to get top-tier talent in the first-year player draft. But just because you're in that position doesn't mean you're going to hit on that talent. The O's have hit consistently, and they've hit on nearly all of their early draft picks in recent years. Talking about Rutschman and Holliday at number one, Kerstad at number two, Kowser at number five. Handful of second-round picks, Gunner, Westberg, Norby. Fly ball to right field off of De Leon's bat. Shallow right, long run for Lyle, and he makes the catch on the run. Well, it's an exciting time in Birdland, both with the big league club and all throughout the minor league system. Birds grab another run. They do it on a balk, and they lead it 4-1 after six full here in the Dean. We'll head to the top of the seventh in Aberdeen after this quick break. Keep it locked on MILB-TV Bally Live and WAMD Aberdeen.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the seventh inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Mark Cantonini with you on the call. Well, it's been a nice night for the Iron Birds, really in all aspects of the game. A 4-1 lead here as we get into the late innings. Right-hander Edgar Portes back to work. First pitch to Sammy Infante, misses low and away, 1-0. Infante, Bossier, and Romero, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters for the Rocks. Birds have 4 runs on 5 hits with an error, 1 run on just 1 hit, and no errors for the Blue Rocks. Portes out of the windup, his 1-0, high and away. Well, the second pitch Portes threw in the top of the 6th inning was hit to medium depth in left center. It ended up dropping for a triple as Haskin and Bradfield couldn't get on the same page, and that's what ended the combined no-hit bid. 2-1, swing and a miss. Good velo there from Portes. The count is 2-1. Sammy Infante was a late addition to the Blue Rocks lineup. Murphy Staley was a late scratch. 2-1. Outside corner for a strike. Good spot there from Edgar. Well, Edgar's an under-the-radar arm on this Ironbirds team. He's not a guy that's flying up prospect lists as he misses outside there 3-2, but he has good stuff. I mentioned last inning, just 21 years old, live arm. Last year he had a 4.24 ERA in 23 games, 11 starts with Delmarva. 106 strikeouts in just 80 2/3 innings. 3-2, chopper back to the mound, in front of the mound. Portes has it, fires to first, and a strong throw over to Etzel makes it 1-1, 1-down. So 1-3 on the put out. Here's Bossier. Birds lead at 4-1, top 7. One out, no one on. So 106 strikeouts in 80 2/3 last year. He walked only 35. He finished tie for 11th in the Carolina League in strikeouts. And keep in mind, he spent the last month of the season with Aberdeen. Maybe a little bit less than that last month. First pitch to Bossier, ripped to the right side, threw into right field, a base hit. Just the second hit of the night for the Blue Rocks. And Bossier's at first for Romero. But get this, he finishes tie for 11th in the league in strikeouts down in the Carolina League low A ball. But he had the second fewest innings pitched of anybody ahead of him. So in terms of strikeout efficiency, and I guess the better stat to use would be strikeouts per 9 for him, but 11th in strikeouts, but second fewest innings of anyone ahead of him. So had he had, let's say, 10, 20 more innings down there, maybe he's in the top 5, maybe he's at the top of the leaderboard. But the point is that he just strikes guys out. That's what he does. He misses bats. One strikeout so far tonight. First in, runner at first with one out. Birds lead it by 3. 1-0 pitch, a little bit off the plate. Romero Jr. is 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts. He had a tough go of it against Cameron Weston. In fact, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters who were the ones due up to start this inning all struck out twice against Weston. 2-0, swing and a miss. Good change up there from Portes. And the count moves to 2-1. Birds got 3 in the 4th. Rocks answered with 1 in the 6th, but the Birds got it back in the home half of the 6th. 4-1 our score right now. 2-1. Popped up, middle of the diamond, shallow center. Bradfield racing in, Young is out. And it's the shortstop Young who makes the catch. 2 gone, that brings up Jonathan Thomas, the left fielder. 0-1 tonight, he entered in the 3rd inning as a pinch runner. Bounced to first his first time up. His ground ball ended Weston's night. Well, these young Ironbirds' arms continue to shine. First pitch from Portes. Taking a look at the breakdown between Ironbirds' starters and relievers this season. Well, very similar numbers in the ERA department. But entering tonight's game, Ironbirds' starters had posted a 2.60 ERA. Well, that has gone down significantly with the 5 shutout frames from Weston. 1-0, low and away, 2-0. And with Weston's 9 strikeouts and no walks, Ironbird starters this season in 22 1/3 innings of work have 33 strikeouts and only 6 walks. Give me that ratio any day. Portes ready with the 2-0. Popped up again, middle of the diamond, and behind home plate this time, actually. Willems races around, throws the mask, makes the catch, and the inning comes to an end. A nice scoreless seventh inning for Edgar Portes. Gets a ground ball and a couple of pop-outs after a one-out single. And the inning is over. No runs on one hit, no errors. One man left on. Time to stretch here in the Dean. As we go to the home seventh, the Birds lead it 4-1. Stick with me on the Iron Birds Broadcast Network. We move along to the home half of the seventh inning here in Aberdeen. Birds 4, Rocks 1. Birds looking for some insurance runs as the Blue Rocks go to the bullpen once again. First pitch to the left-handed swinging Jalen Vasquez misses way low and way inside. Count is 1-0 now. So the Blue Rocks go to their third pitcher of the night, and they bring on a southpaw. Next pitch to Vasquez, fastball outside corner. Left-hander Evan Lee is the new arm. Lee's next pitch, breaking ball, misses low. Birds got three runs in the bottom of the fourth. Creed Willems hit a home run into the bullpen over the left field wall. They tacked on one more in the bottom of the sixth. 2-1 from Lee, misses outside. It's 3-1 on Vasquez. The Blue Rocks only run came in the top of the sixth. Lee, a 15th round pick in 2018 by the Nationals out of the University of Arkansas. And he walks Vasquez on five pitches. Lee on a rehab assignment here with the Blue Rocks. Pitched with AA Harrisburg during the 2023 season. Has some big league time. Pitched in four big league games, including one start for the Nats back in 2022. 8 2/3 innings overall. Vasquez at first. Here's Retzbach. First pitch, fastball low and away. So Lee looking to work his way back up this minor league system. Counts 1-0 on Retz. 0-2 with a couple strikeouts tonight. Has a runner on first and no outs. 1-0. Retzbach hits one up in the air left field. Thomas ranges towards the line, and that one blows into the seats foul. That thing, to be honest, the way Thomas went after it, I thought he was going to catch that one in fair territory, and it blew another 15 feet into the party porch down the left field line. So a ball and a strike on Retzbach, and the wind continues to whip. Birds rocking a 4-1 lead here in the home seventh, looking to take a 2-1 series lead. Five innings from Cameron Weston of shutout, no-hit baseball, and two innings of one-run ball for Edgar Portes in relief. Birds pitching continues to shine. Vasquez a healthy lead at first. He looks runnerish. 1-1. Retzbach takes low and in 2-1. Long pause from Lee on the mound. Left-hander set. 2-1 to Retzbach, low and away. So he's struggling to find the strike zone right now. Lee made his Major League debut on June 1st, 2022, my birthday. Pitched at the Mets. He made his debut at Citi Field. Got the start that day. 3 2/3 innings of two-run ball with two strikeouts. Pitched again 6 days later on June 7th, and he misses low again. So back-to-back five-pitch walks. Vasquez to second, Retzbach to first. He pitched two more times the rest of the month. He was in the big leagues for about 2 weeks. Debut on June 1st, final appearance on June 17th. Had two outings where he did not allow an earned run. One scoreless outing. Went an inning and two-thirds scoreless at the Marlins on June 7th of that year. Quick visit from his catcher, Romero, to talk things over. First and second for the Ironbirds, back to the top of the order for Enrique Bradfield Jr. Aberdeen 4, Wilmington 1. Birds out hitting the Blue Rocks 5-2 in this one. Another big scoring opportunity as Vasquez dances off second. Bradfield shows bunt, pulls back, and takes low. It's 1-0. Vasquez runs really well. He's out at second. We'll see if the Birds try a double steal. Well, Vasquez got himself caught in a pickle, but he goes to third as the throw goes into center, and Vasquez comes all the way around to score. Retzbach to second, and the Birds take advantage of the throwing error on the pitcher, Lee. So a two-base throwing error, and a good throw would have gotten Vasquez in a rundown right there. But Vasquez had a really big lead at second. It looked like he was picked off. He took off for third as soon as the throw was made to second, so kind of did the right thing in trying to pick up that extra base. And because of it, his speed forcing the issue, he scored easily as the ball sailed into center. So now runner at second, that's Retzbach for Bradfield, counts 2-0. So the Birds lead at 5-1 now. They'll take that insurance run. The last two runs scoring on a balk and now a two-base throwing error on the pitcher. Lee looks at second, keeping Retzbach close. 2-0 outside, 3-0. There's a right-hander throwing in that Blue Rocks bullpen. Next pitch, way inside, ball four. So three straight walks from Evan Lee. Just doesn't look like he has it tonight. And now first and second for Tavian Josenberger, and that's it. Looks like Mario Lissone is going to take the baseball. Well, maybe he's just going to talk things over with his pitcher. That might be it. That might be what he's doing. He motioned for the rest of the infield to stay back. So he's just going to chat with Evan Lee. It was a quick walk to the mound. He's just going to give him a quick breather here, talk things over. So Lee will stay in the game. If anything else, maybe it's just to buy the reliever some time, but right now Evan Lee is struggling. Started his professional career in 2018. Pitched in the South Atlantic League with Wilmington in 2021. 21 games, 20 starts there. In 2022, he pitched at three different minor league levels, including three games with Wilmington, and then last year, 22 games with Harrisburg. Here's Josenberger, switch hitter, flipping around to the right side. Showed bunt, but pulled back to take a strike. It's 0-1. Tavian with three singles, a run, and a stolen base last night. Lee looks at second. 0-1. Josenberger tries to bunt a breaking ball, but it's foul. 0-2. So Retzbach at second with Bradfield at first. And, I mean, hey, not to throw shade at Retzbach, but if it was flipped the other way around, Bradfield would already be on third base. He's got a huge lead at first. Retzbach a healthy lead at second. 0-2, that's low. The third baseman Infante is about a body length and a half off the line, a step behind the bag in terms of depth. Mate straight away at short. Pena shading up the middle at second. The first baseman, Bossier, is off the line and playing behind Bradfield, who has a huge lead. Outfield straight away in. 1-2, make it 2-2 as that missed low and away. Well, Evan Lee fighting to find the strike zone here. He's walked the first three batters he's faced in the inning, and he has yet to record an out. Out of the stretch, he's set with the glove above the belt. 2-2, Joseph Berger flailed at a breaking ball in the dirt, and he is gone for out number one. Well, here's Hudson Haskin, the left fielder. Birds lead it 5-1 over the Blue Rocks in game three of this six-game series. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Birds have already added a run in this inning on a two-base throwing error by Lee on a ball that sailed into center. First pitch to Haskin, breaking ball low and away. That's a ball. Game four of this series scheduled for 7:05 tomorrow, 7:05 Saturday, and then the series finale on Sunday at 2:05. Another look at second for Lee. 1-0 skipped in the dirt. It gets away up the third base line away from Romero. Both runners move up. Retzbach read that really well. And then Bradfield just followed as the trail runner. So a wild pitch sets up second and third with one out. A base hit could really break this thing open. Lee just trying to find the strike zone. He's fallen behind another hitter. And not uncommon in rehab assignments for pitchers to see them struggling to get it over. 2-0, ripped to the left side, threw into left field, a base hit. Retzbach's in to score. Here comes Bradfield. Throw to the plate is in time, but it skips, and Bradfield's safe. Romero tried to handle the hop on a bounce. He did a good job getting that ball into his glove. Bradfield kind of eluded him going inside the baseline, and he avoided the tag without a slide. And it's a two-run single for Hudson Haskin. So Haskin's now driven in four over the last two games, and the Birds lead it 7-1. Aberdeen in control tonight. Three runs home in this seventh inning, and there's still only one out. Here's Matthew Etzel. Well, Haskin got to second on the throw home. Etzel shows bunt, pulls back. That's a strike, 0-1. Looked like a ball. Well, if you're watching on the video broadcast, you kind of saw it. But if you're listening on radio, I'll kind of describe what just happened on that last play after this next pitch. 0-1, Etzel takes a breaking ball low, 1-1. So Bradfield was barely at third base when Thomas, the left fielder, had that ball in his glove. Felipe Alou Jr. waved him home. And it was one of those things where I never doubted it because Bradfield's just that fast. But the throw from Thomas was in plenty of time to get Bradfield, but it was a little off the line and up the line. Etzel swung and missed at that last pitch. It's 1-2. And it bounced to the catcher Romero. He did it. He somehow was able to scoop it. Had he been able to tag Bradfield, he would have been out by probably a full stride. But Bradfield avoided the tag, and just showing how much of how his speed works. Well, there's another base hit to left. Haskin moves to third, and Matthew Etzel has his third hit of the night. Fourth hit of the night, actually. That's a 4-for-4 night for Matthew Etzel. A little Wendy's action right there. Just flicked it to the left side. So a 4-for-4 night for Matthew Etzel, and that marks the end of the night for the left-hander Evan Lee. Birds lead at 7-1, runners at first and third with one out here in the home seventh. See if they can add some more. Take a break and let you know who the new pitcher is when we come back. Stick with me on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Michael Marcantini here on the Ironbirds Radio Network. I've got Ironbirds outfielder Enrique Bradfield Jr. joining me on the pregame show today. Enrique, thanks for taking the time, man.
Oh, thank you. I'm honored to be here.
So it's been a pretty crazy last few
ready to resume play here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Creed Willems steps to the dish with runners at first and third and one out. Birds lead at 7-1, and they're looking for more. Already three runs home here in the inning. Willems swings over a changeup, and the count is 0-1. New pitcher for the Blue Rocks is right-hander Wander Arias, native of the Dominican Republic. Rule 5 pickup, minor league phase in December of 2023. Etzel takes off for second. Here's the throw. It's late. It's high. And Etz keeps his foot on the bag. A stolen base for Matthew Etzel. And it's his first successful attempt of the night. And after his fourth hit of the night in four ABs, he gets himself in scoring position. Minor league rehabber Evan Lee was chased from the game. He faced five batters. Six batters, that is. Gave up two hits and three walks. Counts now 1-2 on Willems. Arias, the fourth pitcher of the night for Wilmington. 1-2, Willems swung over a breaking ball there. That's out number two. That's a big out for the Blue Rocks. That brings up Carter Young, who is still searching for that first hit of the season. Right now would be a good time. Birds lead it by six. It's 7-1 here in the home seventh. Next pitch, low and away, ball one. So Willems down on strikes. He's now 1-for-4. But his big three-run home run in the fourth inning gave the Birds the lead. They have not looked back. They've led the entire way. Second and third with two down. 1-0 to Young. That missed a little bit high. Romero held that one there for a while, but he just did not get the call. Birds with three runs home in the seventh already. A two-base throwing error led to one run. It was on a pickoff attempt to second base. Ball went into center, and Vasquez scored easily. And then Hudson Haskin, a two-run single. 2-0 coming up. Here it is, low and inside. And Young had to lunge out of the way. Avoided getting hit. Birds looking to extend this six-run lead. Arias bends at the waist. Now he comes set on the mound. His 3-0 pitch is high, ball four. That's the fourth walk of the inning combined between Lee and Arias. And now here's Isaac De Leon, the ninth man to hit in the frame. De Leon will try to keep this thing going. Bases full of birds, nowhere to put them. Ground ball to third base, off the glove of Infante into left field. One run is in, here comes another. First to third for Young, and now De Leon safe at second. Tag not in time. That should probably go down as an error. Either way, two more in for the birds, and it's 9-1. Hard hit chopper to third base. Infante tried to backhand it, and he came up empty on it. Well, they squirted a hit for De Leon. So right now it's a two-run double. De Leon will take that. He's hit safely in all four of his games this year. Pitch misses outside to Vasquez. Vasquez reached base. He walked to start the inning and scored from second on a two-base throwing error from Lee. Five runs already home for the frame. It's the most that the Ironbirds have scored in a run in an inning this season. So the line's finally closed on Evan Lee. Four of these runs charged to him. Next pitch from Arias, high and away. Blue Rocks just trying to get out of it and stop the bleeding a little bit. 9-1 birds. Young's at third. De Leon's at second. 3-0 outside corner for a strike. A really productive inning for the Ironbirds. They've taken advantage of a couple of errors. Or one error, that other one, debatable. 3-1 to Vasquez. Flips it foul out of play. Third base side. Count goes full. Birds got three in the fourth, one in the sixth, and now five here in the seventh. Well on their way to picking up their third win of the season to move back to 500. 3-2 two-out pitch coming up. Here it is from Arias. And Vasquez spoils another one. All in all, four runs on eight hits for the Birds, one run on just two hits for the Blue Rocks. Nobody throwing to the Birds' bullpen. It looks like Edgar Portes will go back out for another inning. And the 3-2 to Vasquez. Low ball four, and Jalen Vasquez has worked two walks just in this inning alone. So here's Adam Retzbach, the 11th man to bat in the inning. Retzbach walked his first time up as well, and that's five walks overall for the Birds in just the bottom of the seventh inning alone. Tough go of it for the Wilmington pitching staff today. Overall, they've walked eight. Retz swings at the first pitch. Big cut there. Comes up empty. It's 0-1. Aberdeen 9, Wilmington 1, home half of the seventh. Young at third, De Leon at second, Vasquez at first. Retzbach looking to join the party. He takes inside. That's a ball 1-1. Well, Retzbach is from Greenfield Township, Pennsylvania, about 3.5 or so hours from Aberdeen. Not too far. It's close enough that his family can come down and watch him, sort of make a day trip out of it. 1-1, low and in. Talking to Adam during BP the other day, said his fam was here for the home opener. You know, he likes that they can get here and watch him play in person. That's such a big thing for these guys in minor league baseball, to have their families here. So if they're close, the fams do a great job of supporting these players. 2-1, low and in, 3-1. And I mean, one of the things that Retz and I talked about was that so many of the guys here in Aberdeen and really everywhere across minor league baseball, even in the major leagues. You know, their families live nowhere close. I mean, some of these guys are from so many different countries around the world that it's just not easy for their families to see them play in person. So, you know, Rhett definitely does not take it for granted that his family can get here and watch him play in person. I had a similar conversation with Kyle Verbitsky last year. Kyle's from the Philly area. Now, his family is even closer. That's only about an hour away, a little over an hour from Aberdeen. 3-1. Rhett sends one to the middle of the diamond, backhanded by the second baseman, Pena. Long throw to first, scooped by Bossier. Nice play all the way around. A 6-3 putout steals a hit and steals another run from the Ironbirds. And the inning finally comes to an end. The Birds send 11 to the plate. They score five times here in the bottom of the seventh, and they have broken this thing wide open. It's 9-1 Birds, all Ironbirds tonight. And we'll head to the top of the eighth inning with the Birds up eight. Stay locked in on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen. We finally moved to the top of the eighth inning here in Aberdeen after a very long bottom of the seventh. The Birds added five more runs. They sent 11 to the plate, and they lead the Blue Rocks 9-1 here away half of the eighth. Viandel Pena leads off, takes a strike, and Edgar Portes is back out for a third inning of relief. Pena, Nunez, Lyle, 8-9-1 due up for the Rocks. As the Birds try to finish this thing off, Blue Rocks down to their final six outs. Birds bats waking up tonight, 9 runs on 8 hits. Second pitch of the inning sent out to deep left center, medium depth in left center, and Bradfield puts that one away. Nice job by Edgar Portes to get that quick first out after a long half inning sitting in the dugout in between his last inning. 11 men went to the plate last inning for the Birds. 5 runs on 3 hits. They took advantage of 5 walks in the inning. There was one error in the inning, but it didn't really affect the scoring. It was just a throwing error into center on a pickoff play. That run probably would have scored anyway at some point. So all earned runs. 0-1 ripped over the head of the first baseman Etzel into the right field corner. Nunez can fly. He's around first heading for second. Here's the throw in from Josenberger. It's a little bit late. And, well, the Birds get an out of it. Nunez overslid the bag. Shortstop Young applied the tag, and that'll work. That's just a tough night overall for the Wilmington Blue Rocks. It's like that sometimes. So credit Nunez with a double, I believe, and then oversliding the bag. So that'll go down as a 9-4-6 putout. 2 gone and no one on here in the eighth, and now Lyle swings at the first pitch and rips one foul. Well, Orioles fans, some really good news earlier today. Last year's standout star for the O's pitching staff, Kyle Bradish, who finished fourth in the AL Cy Young voting, threw a live bullpen session today, live BP facing some Ironbirds hitters earlier today in Aberdeen. Felipe Alou Jr., who was there to see it, said he looked good, everything went all right, and said, quote, he's a big leaguer, end quote. It's one of those comments where it's like, yeah, he knows what he's doing out there. He knows what he needs to do to get his work in. 0-2, ripped to second. Josenberger picks it on. That's Vasquez picks it on a hop, throws to first, and the inning is over. Not a 1-2-3 inning, but Portes faces the minimum thanks to some nice defense and a really nice play by Jalen Vasquez to end the frame. No runs on one hit, no errors. One man left on. We'll head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Keep it locked on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Birds lead it 9-1. Bottom of the eighth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Enrique Bradfield Jr. leads things off for the Birds, followed by Tavian Josenberger and Hudson Haskin. First pitch to Bradfield misses low. New pitcher for the Blue Rocks, it's right-hander Nick Pogue. Pogue pitched just a couple of nights ago in the series opener on Tuesday. So he's back out there for another inning. Birds hoping it's their last inning at bat. 1-1 or 1-0 is over for a strike, make it 1-1. Birds lead at 9-1 over the Blue Rocks. They grabbed five runs in the bottom of the seventh. 1-1, Bradfield fouls one back up around the broadcast booth. That one was pretty close. Hit about that upper right corner of the frame of the broadcast booth. Well, that's why I got the glove up here. You got to be ready. Absolutely have to be ready. So 1-2 on Enrique. Next pitch, flicks one up the first base line, and it dribbles foul. So a ball and two strikes still as the Birds look to extend their eight-run lead. Well, that's as close as a foul ball has gotten over the first three home games of this season. Last year, had two balls get up in the broadcast booth, caught one of them. The other one I just kind of had to duck out of the way. It was coming in hot. Nothing broke, luckily. 1-2, Bradfield rips one to right center field. He can fly. If it gets past Lyle, he can go forever, but it does not. Bradfield, a big turnaround first. He stops at first. And it's another hit for Enrique Bradfield Jr. Second time he's reached base safely tonight. Here's Tavian Josenberger, who is hitless tonight, but he had three hits last night. Switch hitter flips back over to the left side with the righty Pogue on. First pitch, low and away. Birds lead at 9-1 here, home half of the eighth. See if Edgar Portes comes back out for the ninth. Worked a quick eighth. Nobody's up in the Birds' pen. High and tight to Josenberger, it's 2-0. Well, I started to talk about it when the top of the eighth inning ended. But really good news for everybody in Birdland, in the Orioles organization. Pogue delivers the 2-0 over to Josenberger. It's 2-1. Right-hander Kyle Bradish, who is working his way back to Baltimore. He finished fourth in the AL Cy Young voting last year in a breakout season. Had a sub-3 ERA and was one of the best pitchers in the sport. He is here in Aberdeen this week. He was supposed to pitch in tonight's game to start his rehab assignment, but because of the weather, the Orioles decided that he would just throw live BP before the game today. So early afternoon, he threw on this field and faced some Iron Birds hitters and some live BP. 3-1 outside. Oh, called a strike. Josenberger had already flipped his bat. So he'll head back to the box. But very encouraging to know that Bradish is not only not seriously injured, but he could be close to rejoining that Orioles rotation, you figure, within maybe the next month or so. 3-2 pitch coming up. That's high, ball four, and Josenberger walks first and second now with no outs. Birds looking to extend their 8-run lead here in the home eighth. Here's Hudson Haskin. Bradish, a fourth-round pick of the Angels in 2018, came to the Orioles in the Dylan Bundy trade in 2019. He's starting this season on the injured list with a UCL sprain that he suffered in January. Felt irritation at the beginning of his off-season throwing program. Not long after, he received a platelet-rich plasma injection. Avoided a major injury, and that's huge for the Orioles. Anytime you hear UCL, you're thinking, uh-oh, he's done for the year. But not the case. Just a UCL sprain that he's working back from. The Orioles are confident that he'll pitch a lot for them this year. Next pitch to Haskin. Outside corner, it's 1-1. So, Bradish, although he did not pitch in the game tonight, beginning of his rehab stint through the live BP session today. O's hoping to have him back soon. 1-1 to Haskin. Check swing, but he went around. It's a strike, 1-2. Now, it was after the Bradish injury that the Orioles traded for Corbin Burns, but they did not trade for Burns because of Bradish's injury. It was more so the fact that they had a chance to get one of the best pitchers in the sport. They had the prospect capital to do it. A difference-making move to throw somebody like Burns at the top of their rotation. You have a chance to do that, you might as well do it. So that's why they did it, but it now looks even better that they made that trade because of Bradish's injury. Well, Haskins down on strikes. He chased a high fastball. So one out here in the eighth. And that brings up Etzel. I was talking to Felipe about the decision to hold Bradish out of the game tonight. It was more so a case of, you know, with the weather being iffy, they didn't want it to be a situation of you might pitch, you might not pitch, not sure what time the game would start, if it would start on time because of the rain earlier. Etz takes a strike, it's 0-1. So they decided to play it safe and said, okay, hey, you're going to throw live BP at this time when it's dry and get your work in that way. Just easier for Kyle to prepare, especially working back from an injury. 0-1 in the dirt, smothered by Romero. It's 1-1. So the O's definitely playing it cautiously, especially with what is being called a pandemic of arm injuries in the game today. Pitcher injuries skyrocketing over the last couple of years. And everybody's trying to figure out why. The Orioles just being as cautious as they can. 1-1. Etz rips one right back up the middle. I think it got Pogue in the face. Everybody's safe. Well, Etzel's got to go touch first base. Well, Pogue went down in a hurry. Didn't even make an effort to go after the baseball. That one looked like it clipped him somewhere in the face head area. It didn't sound very good at all. And Mario Lussone and Kirby Kraft, the athletic trainer, raced out of the dugout. Everybody in the Blue Rocks infield raced over as well. Well, he's up under his own power. There's no blood. So I don't 100% know if it got him in the face. Either way, that's scary. But based off his reaction and the body language, it looks like he's okay. Well, Etz, I mean, he had to have been shaken up when he saw what happened because he almost didn't run all the way to first base. He knew he had to, but it's one of those it'll shake you up kind of moments. So bases loaded now. Bradfield to third, Josenberger to second. And Etzel at first with his fifth hit of the night. A 5-for-5 night for Matthew Etzel. First 4-plus hit game of the season for an Iron Bird. And he is on with yet another base knock. Average going through the roof. Creed Willems swings at the first pitch and pops one up. Middle of the diamond, infield fly rule in effect. Mate makes the catch out at short, and that's out number two. How about five hits for Matthew Etzel? Have a day, kid. We'll take a look at what the Ironbirds did as a team last year in terms of the multi-hit department. Jackson Holliday had 2 5-hit games for the Birds last year. He was the only one. With two down and the bases loaded, here's Carter Young. Birds lead it 9-1. They've done it on 10 hits. Young, the sixth man to bat here in the bottom of the eighth. So a 5-for-5 night for Matthew Etzel, joining elite company as Ironbirds with 5 hits over the last 2 seasons. 0-1 fouled back, it's 0-2. Jackson had those 2 5-hit games. Both came on the road because, of course, they did. Didn't get to enjoy it here. But Etz with a 5-hit game in the second series of the season. No balls and 2 strikes on Young. Next pitch, swing and a foul tip in and out of Romero's glove. And a new baseball for Pogue. Well, it has been an interesting game, and we have seen a lot so far today. Just in this inning alone, it looked like Pogue took one off the face, but he stayed in. Didn't even need a warm-up toss. 0-2, a little bit outside. Bases remain loaded. The Birds have not scored here in this eighth, but they're threatening. Double digits in the hit column for the first time this year. A season-high 10 hits and a season-high 9 runs. 1-2, a little bit high, 2-2. A lot of season highs, career highs, things like that tonight for guys. Career high tying 9 strikeouts for Cameron Weston. A career high 5 hits for Matthew Etzel. 2-2, called strike 3 right down the chute. And the inning is over. 2 strikeouts for Nick Pogue here in a scoreless eighth. It wasn't pretty, but he keeps the Birds off the board. But the Birds lead it 9-1. They have 10 hits in this thing. And through 8 full, they'll take that 8-run lead into the top of the ninth. See if the Birds can close this out as Edgar Portes goes back out for another inning of work. Top 9 coming up next on the Birds Broadcast Network. Top of the ninth, live from the Dean, right-hander Edgar Portes is back out to work to try to finish off the 4-inning save in this one. It's not a traditional save situation, but going 3-plus innings to finish off a game will credit that finishing pitcher with a save. So Portes has a chance to finish things off, get a save, and get Cameron West in the win. 9-1 Birds, top of the ninth inning. Birds did not score in the bottom of the eighth. but they sent six to the plate. They left the bases loaded. They've actually done that the last two innings, but it doesn't really matter. 2-3-4 as Kevin Mahde steps in, takes a strike. Count is 1-1 on Mahde. 9 runs on 10 hits, 1 error for the Birds, 1 run on just 3 hits, and 1 error for the Blue Rocks. 1-1, Portes chops one to third. De Leon, tough play, off-balance throw in time. Nice-looking play from Isaac De Leon to take an infield hit away from Kevin Mahde. And here's T.J. White, the DH. Blue Rocks down to their final two outs. Well, a lot of big storylines tonight. Cameron Weston, 5 no-hit innings with a career-high tying 9 strikeouts. Faced 1 over the minimum, a hit-by-pitch, that's it. And then Matthew Etzel is 5-for-5 with a double and 4 singles tonight at the plate. A career-high 5 hits. Joins Jackson Holliday as the only Ironbirds with 5 hits in a game the last 2 seasons. Holliday did it twice, once in May, once in July last year at Winston-Salem and at Greensboro, respectively. So Etzel does it at home today. Now the Birds 2 outs away from victory. Here's the 1-0 to the 3-hole hitter White. That's high and away. So big night all the way around. A lot of highlights. A lot of positives here for the Ironbirds. 2-0 is high, 3-0. Well, this is a traditional piggyback situation today. 5 from Weston. Birds hoping that Portes can finish it out with 4 to end it. 3-0 over for a strike. And it was almost this situation, but flipped the other night. Portes ready. 3-1 pitch. Outside corner for a strike. It's full. Moises Chassé in his high A debut went 4 shutout innings. And then Juan Nunez went 4 2/3 shutout innings. But he couldn't quite finish it off. 3-2 just off the plate. That's ball 4. But tonight, the Birds might be able to get through this game with just 2 arms. Nobody's throwing right now, and unless somebody's just ready, hot and ready to go, then it's Portes' final 2 outs to get. Portes has 1 strikeout. He picked it up to end the 6th inning. Nothing since. He's pitched really well to contact. He's gotten a couple of pop-outs, a fly-out, and 3 ground-outs in the last 2-plus innings. Gets one over to the right-handed hitting Sammy Infante. Counts 0-1. Birds lead at 9-1, away half of the 9th. Blue Rocks with just 2 outs left to play with. 0-1 from Edgar, swing and a miss. Good sweeper low and away. Portes ready, long pause. His 0-2 to Infante, that's low. Check swing, appeal, no swing. Figured to give it a shot, appeal on that one. But it looked like Infante held up. So a ball and 2 strikes now. Portes looking to finish this one off. Needs out number 2 before out number 3, though. 1-2, a little bit low. Count evens up at 2-2. Game was scoreless into the bottom of the 4th inning when the Birds grabbed 3 runs. They never looked back. 2-2, fouled back. Creed Willems went deep to left in that 4th inning. Birds added another in the 6th after the Blue Rocks grabbed their only run of the night in the top of the 6th. So it was a 4-1 game going into the bottom of the 7th. When the Birds exploded for 5, they sent 11 to the plate in the inning. Threatened in the 8th but didn't score. 2-strike pitch, swing and a miss. Nasty from Edgar Portes. That's his 2nd strikeout. And it sends the Blue Rocks down to their final out. 11 strikeouts for the Birds pitching staff tonight. And that brings up Brandon Bossier, the final hope for the Rocks. Birds looking to take a 2-1 series lead. And a confidence-boosting effort tonight in all facets. Ground ball to the right side. Vasquez has it. Underhand flip to first, and the ball game is over. The Birds put another one in the win column, and they do it in blowout fashion. A 9-1 win for the Birds tonight. 9 runs on 10 hits, 1 error for the Birds. 1 run on just 3 hits, 1 error for the Blue Rocks. We'll get you the final totals across the board in this one, but first we'll highlight some standout stars tonight. I know hockey does 3 standout stars for every game, and let's go off of that theme. Well, the third star of the game, I'm going to go with Edgar Portes, who pitched 4 innings of 1-run baseball in relief. Pitched really well to contact, only 2 strikeouts, but that's all he needed. Second star is Matthew Etzel, and how often is the second star of the night the guy that goes 5-for-5? Etz had a double and 4 singles. He also scored 2 runs in the win tonight, but he is just the second star because the number one star of the night, Cameron Weston, a career-best 5 no-hit shutout innings with a career-high tying 9 strikeouts and no walks. He hit a batter leading off the third inning, but that was it. He retired the first 6 batters he faced, and he retired the last 9 that he faced. He was electric, 4-1-2-3 innings. He struck out the side in order in the second, and he was just dialed in all night. So big performances tonight from Portes, Etzel, and Weston, but a team effort overall and a team win in the books for the Birds. On the flip side, not much going on for the Blue Rocks. Offensively, just 3 hits, while the Birds had 10. And the Birds take a 2-1 series lead in this 6-game series this week here in Aberdeen. Well, we'll get you the final totals again for the Birds. 9 runs on 10 hits, 1 error, season high in runs and hits. On the flip side for Wilmington, just 1 run on 3 hits with 1 error. With the win, the Birds improve to 3-3, and the Blue Rocks drop to 4-2. Cameron Weston, in his second outing of the season, gets the win. He is 1-0. Andre Lara takes the loss. He drops to 1-1. Edgar Portes gets the 4-inning save. It's his first of the season. Game was played in 2 hours and 28 minutes in front of 603 fans here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Well, that was a really fun one tonight, Ironbirds fans. I mean, I always have fun bringing y'all the action, but tonight especially was a lot of fun. A career high tying 9 punch-outs for Weston, a career high 5 hits for Etzel, and overall an impressive performance from the Birds. A 9-1 win on a rainy and cool Thursday night in the Dean. We'll be back tomorrow. First pitch at 7:05 with the air show scheduled for 6:40. Fun one tonight. Thanks to everyone who was flying with me, who tuned in to the broadcast. Talk to you in less than 24 hours. Shout out to my outstanding production crew here in Aberdeen. My name is Michael Barcantonini. Have a great night, everybody. And as always, thanks for flying with me.